You mentioned that your house had a back porch. What about the front part of your house? Is there anything?
There's a little stoop at the entryway. The entry is recessed about 3 feet, and then so that there's a stoop, and actually it's recessed about 4 feet, and that's a concrete slab. Mm-hmm. And then there's a brick step going up to that goes all the way across.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, especially in older homes, you'll find a place, you know, in the front where you can swing and just sit.
The front porch. That's more of a full length all the way across the house type thing. Mm-hmm. All the way across the front of the house.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called by any other name besides just front porch?
Jokingly referred to as the front veranda.
The front veranda, yeah. Would an older person be more likely to call it the veranda? Or?
I guess so, because usually whenever it's referred to as the front veranda, we're usually out at my grandparents' or out at my great aunt's. She has a big front porch.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard people call it the gallery or the paisa?
No.
Or anything like that?
No.
Well, have you ever seen the houses which the front porch extended around, you know, on the sides, too? It wasn't confined
yes.
to the front?
Yes. Mm.
But that was...
That's a side porch.
Side porch.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Just that part.
Yeah. The front porch is in the front of the house. You have side porches on the side of the house.
Mm. Now, was that separate from the front porch, or was it part of it?
Usually just continues around the corner.
So you referred to the front porch, the side porch, as far as you know?
It all continues. Yeah. It all continues.
Yeah, I see. Well, is it possible to have something like that, except on an upper floor, you know, on the outside?
Yeah.
Well, would that just
That's be, a balcony.
That would be a balcony.
Are these
porches that we're talking about usually just open, or is there any type of screen or anything like that?
The ones that I'm most familiar with are open. Some people do screen.
Mm-hmm. And then, do they call them anything?
They're screened-in porches.
They call them screened-in porches. Yeah. I want to ask you about this expression. Say if I came in your living room and left your front door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you tell me to
shut the door.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you've heard people say?
Close
the door. Do you differentiate between those? Is one politer than the other, maybe, or is one more emphatic or something like that?
I guess it's possible that one is, but...
Shut the door, close
yeah.
the door, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Say a house that, you know, on the outside of some of these houses, these frame houses, there's a kind of the wood, the siding is constructed like that, so it kind of overlaps
mm-hmm.
in that fashion.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard that referred to by any particular...
It's wooden siding. Sometimes it's tongue and groove. Well, it's not really a tongue and groove if it's going that way.
Mm.
It's probably a clapboard styling, but I can't remember that I've heard any. If it's like boards going this way, vertically, with thin boards. Over where the wider boards lap. That's board and batten.
Mm-hmm. I see. Have you ever heard the term weatherboarding?
Yes. Yeah.
Same thing?
Basically, yes.
What I was describing.
Yeah, that's weatherboarding.
Oh,